Tourism is something that is on front of mind for all of us here in Cairns. What a ride, what a terrible ride it's been over the past 12 months. But there are some bright spots on the horizon, and a bloke I was very keen to chat to about that, and in fact to check whether it is the case that we can be a little bit more positive these days than what we were certainly in recent months. Gavin Maloney. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Shangri-La Hotels, vast experience across the industry. Gavin, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Now, the New Zealand travel bubble, very exciting news. Your response, your reaction to that news, is it going to deliver the boom that we had hoped for?
I think there's a lot of anticipation. I think from sentiment, both on our website, but also from the industry as a whole, we're very excited by welcoming all our New Zealand travellers to Cairns.
And some great announcements, very, very quick for Qantas and Air New Zealand to announce. So the same day that the Prime Minister's made the announcement, they announced some direct flights to Cairns, between Cairns and Auckland. So that is fantastic. How's occupancy, just in general? Recent month, obviously, we just had the Easter long weekend. How are you guys tracking Shangri-La here in Cairns?
So over the Easter period, we probably had a little bit of a bump just leading up to that. But, you know, we're sitting in the high 90s. So, and that's expected over the last 10 days. So that is expected to continue. So we're very optimistic about what's going to happen. And we're looking quite well for the coming months. And I'm sure that that's going to continue to grow as the market is really getting used to the new norm of travel, but also that confidence of travelling into Cairns and also beyond.
And this New Zealand travel bubble, I think, is a real test. It's almost an international test, an international first, isn't it? Because how that process will happen, you know, what's the experience for passengers when they land on either side? How streamlined will the departure process be? What will happen if there's a breakout? Qantas also, we should note, has said that they expect broader international travel to kick off in October. How confident are you that beyond the New Zealand travel bubble that we might start seeing other countries engage in this sort of, you know, direct relationship and these international flights opening up again?
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a great trial for I guess, worldwide, how that bubble's going to go between New Zealand and Australia. And I think we're just going to be the first test case, you know, and that's going to open up, I think, quite quickly afterwards, you know, from that Singapore bubble, maybe in Japan and potentially might even be China. So I think if we get this right, I'm sure there's going to be a few bumps along the way, but I'm sure that everyone's now used to how they react to that, but also how is that managed. And I think that we've got our protocols and in place now that can actually weather any sort of change in booking and conditions. So it's exciting.
Finally, just paint a picture for us of the mood and the sentiment in the tourism industry. You've got a good handle across the entire industry, not just the accommodation sector. But are people positive? Is there some hope on the horizon with all of these factors coming into play that we've just spoken about? What's the mood in the industry at the moment?
I think that with the last couple of weeks, the resurgence is very positive, speaking to a lot of the customers, both from travel industry, but also the corporate segment as well. I think that's really to show the resilience in that market, and everyone's very optimistic about what is the next couple of months. I definitely can see that, you know, groups and events, and also from sporting groups and other aspects of the travel, that there is a lot more optimism, and, you know, it's getting that speed to market and being able to catch it at the right time is probably the biggest challenge that we now have, is to be able to make sure that we can accommodate a lot of those bigger groups that are now looking at. And it's not just in Cairns, it's also right around regional Australia. I know that Port Douglas and Palm Cove are looking at very favourable, but that's also, seeing it around in one of the cities. And I think the school holidays has been a great testament around the whole of the country to be able to see how bookings are going to continue on because of I guess, people are now getting back to their normal way of booking and also travelling.
The number one priority, and I've said it a few times in the show and I'll continue to say it, the number one priority surely has to be to get this COVID vaccine rollout right, because that will give the confidence for not only people to book, but also governments to keep those borders open. Gavin Maloney from Shangri-La Hotel, thanks so much for being on The King Review.
Thanks for having me.